97X, the future of rock and roll. That's you too, from Live Under a Blood Red Sky with Sunday Bloody Sunday. And with that, it seems we've come full circle. The very first song we played 20-some years ago as a modern rock station, we've left off where we began. But between the beginning and the end, together we've managed to create something that will never be forgotten. Not just a phenomenal radio station, but a web community that is second to none. The good news is that the web community will continue and that the website and the message boards will still be there for you when you wake up tomorrow morning, even if we're not here on the radio and streaming on the internet. Unfortunately, the time has arrived where we have to say goodbye. In the past two decades, there's been more ups and downs, successes and failures, and heartaches than we could ever count. But never in those 20-plus years have any of us had the feeling like we do right now, with every fathomable emotion all wrapped together. There's so many people to thank that we couldn't possibly name them all, so please forgive us if we don't call you out by name, but don't forget that we remember you. For instance, there's been literally hundreds of part-timers and interns that have graced the airwaves and helped in the background to make 97X a success. These folks are truly amazing people. Many of our part-timers went on to full-time jobs in other markets, and many became full-timers here before moving on. Just like we talked about earlier, every one of the full-time staffers that are here tonight began as 97X part-timers. We've had some amazing part-time employees through the years. All have made significant contributions to the radio station. Want to thank them all. Especially want to remember Leanne Ledford, an amazing woman who was a big part of the 97X family that it was unfortunately taken from us much, much too early. Also a huge thank you to gentleman Jim Mercer. For more than 13 years, Jim has been part of the weekend staff here at 97X and has been there virtually every time called to fill in for shifts, fill in for vacations. Jim, thank you. And to all of the other 97X part-time staff and interns that have ever graced the airwaves or helped out, thank you for being a part of the radio station. Through the years, our full-time staff has always been made up of people whose knowledge, caring, and passion for the music and this radio station is something that has absolutely amazed me. Each new person bringing something different and new to the table, bettering the station, and evolving the sound that has been the hallmark of 97X. The same can be said for the people who have worked in 97X at sales or promotion and engineering, or as the resident manager of First Impressions as our receptionist. They have been the people that didn't work here for money or fame, but because they love the music in this station. Their names are really too numerous to even try to mention everybody, but you, the listener, know the names, and in many cases know the faces of those people that for the last 20-plus years that brought you the future of rock and roll. A huge thank you to all of those 97X alumni, the ones we've heard from tonight, the ones we haven't. Each of you played a big, big part in the history of this station and will never be forgotten. The full-time staff at 97X has always been among the best in the business, and I mean that sincerely. And it's certainly true of the current 97X staff. Sales manager Susan Schreiber, program director afternoon jock Mike Taylor, webmaster and digital savant Brian Miller, assistant program director and evening jock Matt Sledge, music director, overnight jock the chivalicious Matt Shiverdecker, midday host and blues host Barb Abney, and traffic director, manager of First Impressions, and Christmas party planner extraordinaire Kathy Lucas. Because of your dedication and caring, 97X will leave the airwaves tonight being the best it's ever been. How can I even begin to thank Doug and Linda Balog? Their patience, guidance, compassion, leadership, pioneering, and vision have created a legend. They've created a family of former and current employees and fans that spans the globe. 97X and WOXY.com are truly known around the world because of what they set out to create. They were the first and unfortunately could be the last radio owners to realize that live, local, and independent is sometimes more important than bottom line. From a personal standpoint, they've changed my life. 20 years ago, almost to the day, I did my first shift here on the future of rock and roll. And it was a job that I got simply because Doug happened to be walking by the program director's office when he was listening to my tape. And despite having no knowledge of the music whatsoever, fresh off working at a country music station, Doug told the guy to hire that voice. In the 20 years since then, Doug and Linda have allowed me every opportunity to do anything and everything in radio, on-air production, engineering, sales, sports, anything. They allowed me to hone my skills and become the person I am today. I could never possibly thank them enough for what they've done for me and wish them nothing but the very best in the coming years. And finally, thank you to you, the listeners of 97X. It's cliche, but it is true. None of this could have happened without you. For the past 20-plus years, you have used coat hangers, copper wire, aluminum foil, countless other methods just to be able to receive the signal. You've gone to school at Miami or gotten a job or apartment in a specific place near Oxford just to listen to 97X. You searched us out, found us on the web. You made WOXY.com the premier modern rock website on the World Wide Web. You've spread the gospel of 97X to friends, family, and coworkers. You are the most loyal and dedicated radio listeners anywhere in the world. And you've made 97X what it's become. So to you, the 97X listener, thank you. Thank you for the Rockin' Bulls, the Riverboat Cruises, the Modern Rock 500s, the concerts, the Bogarts Dance Nights, the Remotes, and thank you for more than 20 years of modern rock. It's because of you that the 97X staff has been able to come to this small brown building on College Corner Pike in Oxford every day for more than two decades, not to work, but to be a part of something so special that no matter where we go or what we do after tonight, we'll never forget it and never be a part of anything that could possibly equal what we've experienced through 97X. So with that, we have to say goodbye. Goodbye to the many friends, employees, and family members that we've met throughout the years. Goodbye to the most amazing fans and listeners that any radio station could ever have. And finally, goodbye to the future of rock and roll.